So there are three different kinds of patience. There is the patience of not paying heed to harm by others, patience of accepting the suffering that arises in one's own continuum, and the patience of the mind certain with respect to the Dharma. So the kind of the opposite forces for these three patients would be the first one not feeling happy at the harms caused by others, and second, not being happy at the sufferings that you undergo, and the third one, not being happy at listening to the discourse, the Dharma discourses, and so forth. So through seeing the faults of these three and seeing the merits of the three patients, we are regenerate the patients. And when you think of this perfection of patience, so the perfection, this word has two connotations in Tibetan or in Sanskrit. So the one who is already perfected and the one who is on the way to reach the perfection. So in relation to the first one, it should be someone who has already achieved the state of Buddhahood, and whereas with the second one, who is on the path, the Bodhisattvas. And as I said earlier, there are three divisions of patience. It is necessary to meditate on the advantages of patience and the disadvantages of impatience. You should think about the fact that later on you will have few enemies. The advantage of the advantages of patience is so when there is someone who harms you, instead of holding animosity against that person, so if you don't hold any kind of hostility or animosity in return to the kind of harm that you receive from the other person, then naturally that kind of the harm that is being imposed or caused upon you will gradually cease in terms of the intensity. And whereas if you try to retaliate with the kind of anger and so forth, then the other person will again come up with more harms upon you. So we see that the sense of anger, the sense of retaliation would have nothing other than bringing more harms. But at times you may, sometimes you may come across a way by you have to really retaliate, but that kind of retaliation or a response should be made not out of hatred, but out of sensibility, but out of wisdom. So because the hatred or anger is delusion, it is because of that the mind has turned out to be something biased. So even if you think that kind of retaliation, that kind of our response is something very positive or wise, but in actuality, because that is based on some biased attitude like hatred, as such, you cannot really guarantee yourself that the consequence would be something positive. But what's the wiser way? That is, by employing a proper investigation, proper wisdom to retaliate. If you do that, then there would be no negative consequence. So the result will be very virtuous. So in essence, the thing is that in terms of When you come across the times where other people impose suffering or harm on you, so the practice of patience means refraining yourself from retaliating out of hatred, out of aversion, and so forth. Maintaining a sense of patience is what we call as practice of patience. As for the advantages of patience, you should think about the fact that later on you will have few enemies, whether in terms of this life or next life. You will not be separated from dear ones. And because of the practice of compassion, even those enemies can be transformed as your close ones. And those close ones, they will remain as close ones forever. Because the human beings, they are social animals. So because of your sense of patience, you'll always have a feeling that everyone is around you. And because of that, you will have a peace of mind, peace of body. And then that way, when you lead your life, so in the end of your life, you'll have a feeling that, I've spent my life worthwhile in a very meaningful way. And everybody is always dear and close to you. Even if somebody doesn't possess the amount of bodhicitta and renunciation and so forth, but because of his practice of patience, so after his death, he or she will take birth in the Deva realm. And through the practice of patience of restraint from negativities, the person will have fortunate birth next time, and then also will be respected by all around. So, reflecting on these points, we see that there are a whole lot of advantages in the practice of patience. And the text reads, you should think about the fact that later on you will have few enemies. You will not be separated from dear ones. You will experience much happiness and mental happiness. You will die without regret, and you will be reborn among the gods after this body has perished. Next, the disadvantages of impatience. So, impatience or hatred destroys virtues. So in some texts, there is the mention of how anger destroys the virtues that one has accumulated for 100 aeons. And in some, the mention of destroying the virtues accumulated in 1,000 aeons. And then, in what way these two different sources refer or differ? It is based on the kind of the object to which you generate anger towards. And whereas the kind of the virtue that is going to be destroyed by anger is mentioned to be those virtues other than the virtue derived through the wisdom of emptiness, because the virtue of emptiness is not something that can be destroyed by anger. So those unseen disadvantages would include taking birth in lower realms. And even if one takes birth in fortunate realms, there you would have a very ugly appearance and so forth. So if somebody is really kind of hatred, hateful, or something very angry, then even those people who actually have received so much of benefit from you, even these people will try to go away from you. And at times, they may even come to a point where they will even kill you. So if you reflect on these various aspects of the faults of hatred or anger, so since that we are already familiar with that experience of hatred, so you have to really reflect as to what are the consequences of anger and hatred. Thus, the invisible disadvantages of anger are that it projects very unpleasant, fully ripened results and prevents the emergence of other very pleasant, fully ripened results. The visible disadvantages of anger are taught in engaging bodhisattva behavior. One does not experience mental peace and certainty. Previously existing joy and happiness are ruined and later on are not achieved. Sleep does not come, and the mind does not abide at peace. If the hatred is strong, even those who previously nurtured one out of kindness, having forgotten their kindness, may kill one. Friends and relatives abandon one out of irritation. Even those who gather with gifts do not stay, and so forth. Thus, you should consider the advantages and disadvantages and make an effort to develop patience in many ways. And the detailed explanation as to how to practice patience is clearly and explicitly presented in the Great Exposition on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa, and also in Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. And in some other Lamrim text, there is the mention of the summary of the practice of patience, which says, so just as when somebody who is being mesmerized by some kind of devil evils, then one will feel, instead of feeling a hatred towards that person, you will feel compassionate for that person, though causing harm to you. Likewise, imagining that all others, reflecting as to how all others, they are being tormented by devil-like hatred, that they are causing harm to you. Thereby, instead of generating hatred towards hatred in response, you generate compassion and love towards that person. So, because if we think of that thing upon ourselves, when we are being tormented, driven by excessive hatred or sense of anger, so our mind goes actually beyond our natural way of thinking. So our mind tends to then kind of exaggerate or reify the negative qualities that the other person has. And because of this reification, then you tend to intensify your anger. So this clearly kind of tells us that the kind of the intensified state of the anger, it is driven or it is generated because of your reification. Likewise, if you think of other beings who are imposing suffering on you, we see that they are doing that out of the negative or the distorted thinking or reification of excessive quality negative qualities, which are not at all, though not existing upon yourself, but they kind of exaggerate those qualities upon you, and then naturally, without choice, the negative emotions as hatred in them increases. Thereby, they start then imposing inflicting more pain on you. So, seeing that they are doing all these, causing all these harms on you, out of involuntary, without the choice. So, seeing these realities, then instead of feeling hatred, generate compassion and love.